The Suicide at the Samaritaine. On April 7, 1858, at around 7 p.m., a well-dressed man of about 50 years of age appeared at the establishment of the Samaritaine in Paris and ordered a bath to be prepared. After 2 hours, and surprised that the client had not called him, the steward on duty decided to enter his room to see if he was indisposed. When the steward entered the room, he saw a hideous sight. The wretch had slit his own throat with a razor, and the bath water was saturated with blood. Since the suicide's identity could not be verified, the body was taken to the morgue. This man's spirit was evoked at the Parisian Society 6 days after his death and gave the following responses. Evocation. Response by the medium's guide. Wait, he is here. Where are you right now?
I don't know. Tell me where I am.
You are at a meeting of people who study spiritism. We mean you well.
Tell me if I am alive or not, because I'm suffocating in this coffin.
Even though his soul had separated from his body, it is still completely immersed in what might be called the vortex of corporeal matter. His earthly ideas are so acute that he thinks he's not dead. Who urged you to come to us?
I feel relieved.
What drove you to commit suicide?
I'm dead? Me? No, I'm in my body. You don't know how much I'm suffering. I'm suffocating. I wish some compassionate hand would finish me off.
Why didn't you leave behind any clue that could be used to identify you?
I am abandoned. I fled suffering only to find torture.
Do you still have the same reasons for remaining anonymous?
Yes. Don't put me the red-hot iron to the bleeding wound.
Could you give us your name, age, profession, and address?
Absolutely not.
Did you have a family, wife, children?
I was abandoned. No one loved me.
What did you do in order not to be loved by anyone?
How many there are like me? When no one loves him, a man can feel abandoned, even in the midst of his own family.
When you were about to commit suicide, didn't you feel any hesitation?
I was eager to die. I expected rest.
Why didn't the thought of your future make you give up your plan?
I didn't believe in it at all. I had no expectations. The future means hope.
What thoughts came to you as you felt your life slipping away?
I didn't think. I felt. But my life hasn't come to an end. My soul is still connected to my body. I can even feel the worms devouring me.
What sensations did you experience at the crucial moment of death?
Did it occur?
Was the moment when your life ended painful?
Not as painful as afterward, because only my body suffered at the time.
To St. Louis Spirit. What does this spirit mean by saying the moment of death was less painful than afterward?
The spirit was ridding himself of the burden that had oppressed him. He felt the light in the pain.
Does this state always occur in those who commit suicide?
Yes. The suicide's spirit remains connected to the body until the time his life was supposed to have ended otherwise. Natural death is liberation from earthly life. Suicide shatters it entirely.
Does the same apply to accidental deaths, which are independent of one's will and which shorten the natural duration of one's life?
No. What do you understand by suicide? A spirit is only guilty for his own deeds.
The doubt that one has died is very common among persons who have recently discarnated, especially among those who during life did not lift their soul above material concerns. This phenomenon might seem strange at first, but it can be easily explained. when individuals are put into a somnambulistic state for the first time and are asked if they are asleep, they nearly always respond that they're not, which is the logical response. The questioner has put the question badly by using an inadequate word. In common language, the idea of sleep is linked to the suspension of all of the sensing faculties. Thus, somnambulists who think, see, and feel, and who are aware of their mental freedom, do not believe they are asleep. And in fact, they're not asleep according to the ordinary meaning of the word. That is why they respond that they are not asleep until they become familiar with the proper way in which the phenomenon is to be understood. The same happens with those who have just died. For them, death meant the annihilation of the being, and just like somnambulists, they still see, feel, and speak. Thus, they do not regard themselves as dead. They continue to believe such until they acquire an intuition about their new state. Because it is never complete, this illusion is always either more painful or less so, and this leaves the spirit in a certain state of anxiety. In the above example, it is a veritable torture due to the sensation of the worms devouring the body. This experience will last for the length of time which this man would have lived had he had not shortened his life. Such a state is common among suicides, although it is not always exactly the same, but varies in duration and intensity according to attenuating or aggravating circumstances. The sensation of the worms in the body's decomposition, it is not just limited to suicides, but happens quite often among those who lived the material more than the spiritual life. In principle, no wrong goes unpunished, although there is no absolute and uniform rule about the means of punishment.